It's good to be here again, to see you, be with you. It's holiday season. It is wonderful not to talk. Keep still, keep quiet. You wonder why you've been given the tongue if you're not supposed to talk. Who gave you the tongue? Where did your tongue come from? What is it for? Who are you? Why do you exist? To answer all of these questions, you have to keep silent. You'll never know the answers you're seeking when you talk. Only when you're silent. When you're quiet, everything is revealed to you and through you. We have to learn to keep still. When we keep still, everything happens. When you make noise, nothing happens. Think about this carefully. Why don't you test yourself? See if one day during the week you can keep still and say nothing. Pick one day of the week, whatever period you like. And see if you can keep still for that day. Just speak for one day and see what happens. You think you can do it? It'll be very hard for some of you. Because you're used to expressing yourself, used to talking. But if you look back in your life in retrospect, what do you get from talking? Nothing. Your problems are never solved by talking. Nothing is resolved by talking. It seems to be sometimes, but it's not. Why? For the person who speaks comes up with relative answers. The person who's quiet comes up with spiritual answers. It's quite a difference. We live in a relative world, so to speak. Talking is part of the relative world. But to go beyond the relative world, we've got to learn to keep still. Only know if anything else exists. People ask me, does God exist? Does the world really exist? Do I exist? Do the world really exist? If you talk, you can never find out. You never know. Only by silence, by keeping still, we know what exists, what doesn't. Again, it's hard to do for some of you, but you have to do it. All spiritual practice leads to silence. All spiritual practice, all the yoga that you practice, mantras that you chant, pranayamas that you practice, everything leads to silence. And everything leads to quietness, stillness. When you're quiet and you're still, things happen beyond your wildest dreams. You make noise when you talk, like anybody else, part of the world of the world again. So you never understand who you are by talking, never. You never know what self-realization is by talking. You say you want moksha, you want liberation. Of course, you're liberated, but you don't know this. Talking will not make you know. Make you think you're earthbound. In all scriptures, it says to be still. You have to have the inner vision. stand in a company of soul. The second thing you have to do is let go of everything else. Let go of all your wants, your desires, your attitudes, your guilt feelings of the past. All these things have to be transcended, become free. You can't have a heavy load, walk around with a heavy load in your mind, and become free. It's impossible. It doesn't work that way. Heavy load has to be given up. When you're taking a trip on the plane, you don't carry suitcases in your lap. You put suitcases in the luggage department. The plane takes you where you want to go, to destination. You want to know who you are spiritually. You don't carry a load with you in your mind of past mistakes, problems. You drop it all, give it all to God. Spend everything. Empty yourself out. And when you're finally free and clear inside, reality won't be known to you. As long as you're carrying a heavy load, you're carrying problems or troubles or information you don't need, it's impossible for reality to come to you. You can't have it both. You have to have one or the other. To find reality to come to you, you have to be quiet, still, and drop everything. Try to remember this. There's something within us that knows how to resolve our problems. Great power. Power shows the way. It's within each one of us. It knows how to take care of us better than we can ourselves. But we have to get ourselves out of the way. And this is what most of us refuse to do. We think we've got the answers. The mind only knows no relative knowledge. The mind only is aware of relative knowledge, that's the truth. So then look to the mind to help you. Surely the mind is great. It'll come up with all kinds of ideas for you. Show you all kinds of pictures in your mind. It'll make you happy. Your mind is self-fulfilling. Your mind is really ego. Body. Therefore, you depend on your mind to solve your problems. Bring your happiness and make a mistake. Your mind is made for that. My idea leads you astray. Be human. So you have to go beyond everything you've ever learned. You have to go beyond everything you've ever studied. That's to show you the highest teaching around. What teaching will show you that you're not really the body of your affairs? So that you're God in disguise. Your consciousness. Brahman. But some of us refuse to listen. We're here intellectually, but we go about all the ways. Like I said, talk to everybody's thing. Only by yourself what you do. I practice thing. I worry, fret. Remember, you're in control of your life. That's true, karma controls your life. But you're in control of the extent that you can give up karma. Not being afraid of it, giving it power, not thinking about it. But turning deep within. And touching the reality that's deep within you. You have to develop a tremendous humility. Perfect peace. Perfect love. And to a thing that you have to get up what you are. You have to surrender what you are. Give up completely everything you've got, mentally, and physically. This seems hard for most people to do, but it should, but it has to be done. You have to mentally surrender everything. All your needs, all your wants, all your desires. Everything has to be surrendered. Only when you're able to do this will you see progress. No one wants to hurt you. Whatever happened in your life in the past is finished. The future is not here. Please, now. You exist now, this moment. That's where you start. You have to investigate your feelings, your emotions, the thoughts. In other words, what I'm saying, you have to take a step backwards and watch your feelings, watch your emotions, watch your thoughts. I don't know whether it's affecting all you. You allow these feelings to rule you, to take control of you. But now as you go spiritually, you begin to observe these things and watch this thing happening to you. You won't get involved in the situation. You catch yourself as far as you can, take a step backwards, and look and observe the situation. See the difference? The average person walking in the street is confronted by a situation. Like for instance, they crash a car, the wheels of the car. They immediately become completely involved in the situation. Become angry, frustrated, upset. The spiritual person in the past catch themselves. Take a step back and observe what's happening to them. Observe what's going on in your life. Observe the accident. If you're not doing this, you'll be pleasantly surprised what happens. Everything will be resolved in the right way to all concerned. Nobody's ever wrong or right. This is the thing wrong or right. There is anything, there's no such thing. Everything will fall in the way it's supposed to unfold. Everything will happen the way it should happen. And no mistakes. Remember this. Not many people can do this without practice. Observe something that means to you. Watch it. Don't fall into the trap of being involved. You have to question, who is this happening? Who's feeling this problem? Is the correct course of action to take? Inquire. To whom does this problem come? Who's feeling it? Who's experiencing it? I am. That's me, I. That's me, but I is feeling this. I is experiencing this. That's me. I is separate from me. I is me at all. As soon as you do this correctly, you see yourself laughing. Rejoice. I realize that you're going to have a problem. It's me. I. Small I, small me. The real self who I am has no problems. This is the conclusion you come to. I don't know if it's how serious it may be, how light it may be. Every problem is the same way. Because it's the way it is. Whereas birth is destined in between. You're healing the same way. The difference is in your mind, in your programming. So you think certain things are very, very serious, so you laugh at them. Same situation. Two people go bankrupt. Millions of dollars. or allow someone to commit suicide. Take away kind of from what you know. There's nothing in this world worth struggling yourself for. Nothing in this world worth being yourself for. Nothing. It's all Maya. It's all a game. It's all illusion. You have to come to this truth yourself. You have to come to this realization yourself. Nothing exists the way it appears. Nothing. When you begin to understand that the game is over for you, you're always happy. When you don't understand what I'm saying, you react to all the stories that happen to you. You become frustrated, mad, upset. I never saw anything. This is the homework you have to do. You have to prepare yourself when something does happen to you, so to speak. You can't wait at the last minute and let it happen. And then we don't say to yourself, when my car crashes and I'll know the truth and I'll be able to do something about it. Or anything, get mad and upset. It's time to practice when nothing is happening, it's time to practice when nothing is happening to you. So you practice, who am I? You're free and clear. Everything goes into the quiet. In other words, what I'm saying is, don't wait until the situation confronts you for the practice. You'll be able to. It's like in all the scriptures they tell you, in a time of death, the last thing you think about is what you become, is where you go. Some people don't understand this teaching, saying, well, what I've got to do is think about God. I'm dying. Think about this in reality. Be at peace. I'll become God, I'll go to God. Sounds good, but you won't be able to do it. Because you practice for a long time. In other words, what I'm saying is this. If you're dying right now, you'd be in intense fear, wouldn't you? You haven't been practicing sadhana. Be in intense fear. You don't even think about this teaching at all. That means something foreign to you. This is why you have to prepare yourself now. After all, who's our life taking us? To death, where else? What much to die? Where are you going? I'm not trying to be pessimistic. But where are you going with that? It's death. Am I going anywhere else? When we're young, we don't like to think about anything at all. It's a mistake we make. When you're young, this is what should be taught to you. How to die properly. Who died? What died? Can you imagine what would happen to this world if this was taught to children at an early age? Why is it coming from the world completely? But Allah isn't meant to be that way. It's not only for certain individuals to know this truth, become free and liberated. The others have to put on, get their bruises, So this is a tremendous honesty with yourself. You gotta be tremendously honest with yourself. You have to ask yourself, what do I really want out of life? What am I really having? What am I really doing? What am I striving for? And what is getting me? Just be honest with yourself, let yourself these questions. What is what I'm doing getting me right now? Some of you perhaps may be saying to buy a new house, a new car. It's a big thing in your life. What is it getting you? What is getting a new house you're going to die in? You're going to be worried about your money. Unless you're free, you can enjoy life. Really enjoy life. You have temporary enjoyment. Then we all enjoy it. So it's been a time to try to be totally honest with you, totally correct in what we're saying. Observe yourself in action. So you gotta feel impressed. Instead of trying to justify the impression by saying, oh, this is a psychic way of your life. Like my astrology chart tells us I'm supposed to be impressed today. Forget about your astrology chart. And inquire, who's depressed? Who's being depressed? Observe the depression, observe it, watch it, look at it. Why is it being depressed? And just inquire, who's depressed? Who's feeling this? Who's going through this? I am? Who is this I am? And immediately separate yourself from the impression. The impression starts to go away. As soon as you separate from the eye, the depression disappears. Try to feel what I'm saying. So all I did is separate yourself from the eye and feel the problem. Because you're not that at all. And you have to do it by any means necessary. You have to do it by any means necessary. It's up to you. Do not allow the depression to come to you at all. In other words, when you get up in the morning, you feel depressed. You feel sorry for yourself. Look at yourself and say, poor me. I feel bad today. The moment is going to happen. Something bad is going to happen to me. I feel terrible. You're fooling yourself when you do this. Make yourself worse. Even if something serious going on in your life, it doesn't matter. Remember, something serious on the relative plane, not in the spiritual plane. And if you get yourself in the spiritual plane, you'll stop the seriousness. It'll disappear. Don't you see what I'm saying? As long as you handle it in the material relative way, it'll get worse. If you handle it in the spiritual way, it'll disappear. Don't you see? Overcome it. So practice these things. If you don't give these things so you can practice with them, then just go along with life. Then become like a leaf that's blowing all directions. No direction you're going. Stand fast in the direction. Do not allow any negative feelings to enter your consciousness whatsoever. observe for the moment. So it has to observe it, catch it. As soon as it comes to you, don't think about it, don't try to rationalize it at all. Get rid of it immediately. There's never really a good reason why you should be depressed. For all sorts. Don't say something like, well, what was the thing I ate last night? Don't say that at all. Don't say nothing when this person told me, when my relatives told me, make me sad, and you said, forget about that. Does that make excuses for being depressed or unhappy? Worst thing you can do is make excuses. But nip it by the bud. Catch them easily. First observe it. Observe the way you're feeling. You're feeling depressed, you're feeling all sorts. Observe, watch it. Then immediately ask the question, to whom does this come? Who feels out of sorts, who feels depressed? I do. I do. Am I the I that is? Of course not. And who is this I? And remember the singer that told you? As soon as you have a relationship with the I, as soon as you get rid of the I, by knowing it's not you, immediately the depression will disappear. Your bad feeling will disappear. This works all the time. It works all the time, so just do it. Now also remember, no matter how sad, there's no side of the problem. There's no bad problem, there's a lot in it. Makes no difference. There's no such thing as a small problem or a big problem, they're all the same. Illusions. So then I say to yourself, well, this is a big problem, guys. It's not like rubber things, it's all things. A big problem, big problem, big, big, big. For whom is it big? Who says it's big? And that's the next question. I do. As soon as you say I do, I never know what an I is. I is not me. Who is I? It's not me. Nothing at all. It was the source of the I. Where did it come from? And focus your attention on the light in your heart. Right side of the chest. And you're done. You can go about your business feeling happy, feeling peaceful, feeling good. It's so easy when you practice. You'll find that I'm telling you the truth. But if you don't practice, you're doing the rest of the people in this world. Like going to church on Sunday, getting some good feelings, going home, going back into your life again. Whereas I'm telling you, you gotta change your whole life. Change is completely and totally. Now you change it by observing it. That's all by looking at it. By taking a giant step backwards, look at your life, look at what you're going through. Inquiring who's experiencing this, who's going through this. I am, who am I? What is I? And if you have to do this all day long, you do it. You do it all day long. All day practice this. All day. Day after day. And some people come to me, Rob, I've been practicing, who am I? I've been in the job for many years. And I still feel the same thing is happening. I'm making this personal progress. You're not making special products for one reason. You're not taking the step backwards. Think about this. Think about what I just said. You're not making any special products because you're not taking a step backwards. In other words, you're not observing what's going on. You said to others, it's come. You said, who's going to be experiencing this? You said, it's coming to me, I'm doing this. But that's a very just own problem. You might say, where am I? You feel the problem, you're feeling, where am I? And that's true. You feel the capacity. You're feeling the problem, where am I? And if you feel, am I greater than the problem, you have to take a step backwards and observe your problem. Then you can say, who's this problem comes from? See how it works? Our ability to get is very important, our opinion. When you get up in the morning, you feel depressed. You've been told to practice that in the chair. And according to whom the problem comes to me, who am I? But it wasn't the one thing. You have to start separating yourself from the problem first. By taking a giant step backwards and watching yourself going through this problem. When you watch yourself going through the problem, then you can ask yourself what's going through it. Prepare yourself before you look at it. The depression feels greater than asking yourself the question, am I? You'll feel depressed. We're going to get out of it. The way to get out of it is to observe it and look at it. Remember this. Observe it and watch it. Because what kind of problem it is, how big or how small. Take a step back and watch it. Watch yourself feeling it. Then you ask yourself, does it come? You get it now, I understand what you're doing. It's all up to you. Peace. Any questions you'd like to ask? No questions, eh? No, I'll be right back. Secret.
Okay. Is that a secret secret, or are you just kidding me?
It's a secret secret, and I'm kidding you at the same time. It doesn't matter what I say, what I don't say. What matters is within your heart.
If I open up
our
chakra, I get
stuff. You're going to say that. Yes. You can be exposed again.
How come he could hear
that game? They've got special ears. Don't be concerned about whether you heard me or not. That's the way for it. Just be there. It's going to happen by itself.
Except it doesn't matter if you can hear or not. Just be here and pass it by itself.
Oh, thanks. Well, it did happen last week. I had an incredible experience. I came away from it too. While I was here, after the meditation, I was wandering around talking to people. I felt so happy. I haven't felt that happy in years. And then when I got home, I was so happy. I wanted that. I tried lifting my arm and again begin to dance, and my arm wouldn't lift. So that my whole body were encased in iron. And the feeling that I came away with from here was not meant for me to use in another activity. It was just meant for me to experience as is. That's what I realized. And it was fine. It was beautiful. I trusted that. I could just experience it. It was an incredible day. And then, then the next day, when I tried to dance, I was dancing in white light. Every gesture. I kept seeing white light in the room without me dancing and with the gesture. Everything was white light.
So why are you complaining?
Because
I'm greedy. Because I wanted to hear the word.
No, you don't.
A part of me does. But the other part of me that has thought beyond where I was doesn't care. It's okay. But the part of me that hasn't kept caught up with the part of me that has not advanced knows how does that seem to
happen? This is one of my transcripts. I'm going to get something back there. No, I think I'm going to repeat it.
That this is my true nature,
is what you're telling me is nothing. Now, if my question, when I get down to feeling nothing, you know, in terms of just, you know, feeling no thoughts and all of that, that's fine. But quite frankly, I don't find it as a total system very attractive.
Oh no, it sucks.
Is that a question?
The question is, where the payoff in nothing?
I feel very funny, nothing. I feel beautiful. I feel wonderful. I feel great. You're feeling nothing. You're feeling something, not nothing. So you have a problem. If you're really feeling nothing, you're supposed to feel nothing. You'd be blissed out. So you're not feeling nothing. You think you're feeling nothing. You're feeling something. Go deep, go beyond that. Try to go deeper than that. If you think you're feeling nothing, go beyond that. The real self. You'll feel some beauty and joy. So you have to just go deeper. So, and go beyond it. See what I'm saying?
I
don't believe you, just do it. Yes. Many people have a void when they're so far. And they hear the void is good and blissful. They don't feel the bliss. It's because you're in your own void. I'm void of void. Go behind. Just keep trying to go behind. That's all. Just keep trying.
So I'm
kind of
ending up in the wrong void.
Yes. Just go deeper. You'll be okay.
Yeah, probably when I ask myself, who am I?
Of course. Take your time to do a rush. Remember, take a moment if you have to be here. So there's your hand, just be relaxed and take care of it. It'll all take care of itself. It'll be okay, you're doing great.
I'm somewhat of a desire junkie in that, and I'm aware that desires don't necessarily bring happiness, a lot of times not. But I seem like I'm getting some payback in the system that when certain desires turn out, the desires that seem to cost a more amount of money seem to be better desires. And I tend to think that certain physical comforts really make a difference and really produce a result. So I guess I'm trying to, you know, buy my way into spiritual freedom by setting up a lot of accoutrements of pleasure and bliss in my life. I have gotten rid of the desires. I've got some movement on that also. But anything you can tell me about how I can let go or process out or remove some of the desires that seem to come around, I'd be happy for that.
Of course. Observe yourself, like I said before, and inquire in my mind. Where the desires come from, where they come from. That's what you have to do. Just become still, observe your desires in your mind, and inquire where they come. Simple, that's what you have to know. Who has these desires? Where they come from? It comes from me. I. Separate yourself from the other. That's what you have to do. Good, try to go deeper all the time. When you do this, go deeper inside. Think of everything that came to solve. Just go deeper. Go beyond it. Beyond the desires. It'll be okay. Very nice announcement. How's she get on that? We don't know if they're supposed to get back there.
We're trying to get back to something better.
I'm going to make this tonight. It'll be available. I promise you.
Don't sing out to Amy. Don't have to Amy. Just by being here is official. Just being here, that's what you have to know. All is well, don't worry. It's okay.
Okay. For you people who don't know about it, Robert has his second volume, the 1991 talk that he has given, and we have a new shipment of books in. Eric, in regards to purchasing one, or maybe two, because they make a wonderful gift for Christmas. For all people, the band, and all. And then also we have the tape of David, who plays and sings at our bandaras. And I only have four of those left, and they're on the table. And they make wonderful gifts also. Here's the song. The tapes are $10. They're beautiful. There's two of them. And also, that brings us up to Bandar, which is the day after Christmas, on December 26th at 1 o'clock. And we'd like to bring a vegetarian dish, if you will, and bring your friends also. There will be
Alright,
we'll have yeah, I'll get entertained.
Are people still requested to bring toys like Thursday or
Thursday? Yes, good
old
Thursday.
Yeah.
Up to
that'll
Thursday, be the last Thursday.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
David,
so
bring your toys.
There's
the paper here. You come back with
your tomorrow. David also sponsors that. David is the one that makes the tapes and the money. Dates goes out to underprivileged children, and toys are given to the underprivileged children also. And to be
there's wrapping paper here, so.
And from the age of.
Bring the toys anyway, so that's the stuffed animals and whatever you have for it.
2 to 12. 8 to 12. 2 to 12.
Yeah, 2 to 12.
2 to 12.
It's about meditation. What do you feel the importance of meditation is? My meditations tend to be concentrations on negative thoughts. And I'm curious about what you see the value of meditation over a period of time as far as quieting the mind. And any suggestions for a monkey like mine, like myself?
Meditation has been going on all day long. But according to the first come, it's feeling this meditation. Some meditation is good. But there's an object in the seer. So you have to go beyond the object in the seer. Therefore, it depends what stage you're at. Keep meditating, but go beyond it, meditating a little long. True meditation, when you know that the world is false. True meditation, when you're living in a false world, you realize this. Get rid of it. True meditation, when you see things the way they really are. When you keep practicing high mind, that's true meditation. Otherwise, real meditation is okay. Real meditation is done 24 hours a day. But denying the world. They say, that's not true, nothing, nothing. This is false, this is false. It's all false, so you think this is false. That's real meditation. You give it everything. It's not 24 hours a day, not just a certain time. But it depends on the maturity of the soul, where you're at, what you do. If you really want to meditate, all day long denying the world. If you say this is not true, this is not real, where am I? Where does this come from? How do you do this? Think it'll happen.